Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. World leaders joined in their condemnation of three terror attacks across three continents Friday, which left dozens dead in the space of a few hours. The White House and nations around the world described the assaults in Tunisia, France, and Kuwait as horrific acts of terrorism. Sharon Bain reports.
A sunny day in the Tunisian beach resort of Sousse turned into a bloodbath when an attacker gunned down dozens of tourists. Almost simultaneously, a suicide bomber blew himself up in a Shiite mosque in Kuwait, killing more than 20 people. The attack was claimed by Islamic State extremists. In France, an attacker beheaded a businessman and left his decapitated body daubed with Arabic writing at the entrance of a U.S.-based gas company. The killings came just days after an Islamic State spokesman called on the group's followers to carry out attacks against all infidels. Analysts say even if Islamic State did not directly coordinate the attacks, the group encourages anyone to claim affiliation, allowing it to claim credit. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Washington.
Iran's foreign ministers told state media days ahead of a deadline for a comprehensive agreement on Iran's nuclear program that an agreement is possible if the other side is reasonable. Mohammad Javad Zarif said Saturday, if the other side takes positive steps and does not make excessive demands, we will certainly reach a deal that benefits everyone. He made the comment shortly before a planned meeting in Vienna with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. A top Western diplomat says major differences remain on key issues. This is VOA News. Greece's prime minister has called for a referendum on the outcome of bailout talks with international creditors. Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras announced the surprise move in a televised address early Saturday, saying the referendum will take place on July 5th. The prime minister said an emergency session of parliament later Saturday would be called to ratify the decision for a referendum. The prime minister made the call hours after the latest round of negotiations with European and IMF creditors failed to produce an agreement. President Barack Obama has delivered a passionate eulogy for the pastor of the Black Church in Charleston, where a gunman killed 9 people last week. VOA White House correspondent Luis Ramirez reports.
Some commentators called it one of the most passionate speeches President Obama has ever given. It was a eulogy for Reverend Clementa Pinckney, one of the 9 African-American victims who died during a Bible study at the church in a shooting allegedly carried out by Dylan Roof, a 21-year-old white man.
Blinded by hatred, he failed to comprehend what Reverend Pinckney so well understood, the power of God's grace.
Yes, sir.
Grace was the overarching theme of Mr. Obama's eulogy, and he said it is what brought the families of victims to say they would forgive the killer during a recent appearance in court. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the White House.
U.S. police are continuing their search Saturday for one of 2 inmates who escaped from a New York State prison more than 3 weeks ago. Authorities say a second escapee, convicted killer Richard Matt, was shot and killed by police after a citizen complained about hearing a gunshot at a camping trailer in Malone, New York, not far from the Canadian border. New York's governor said police did not know the whereabouts of Matt's fellow escapee, David Sweat, or if he was with Matt at the time of the shooting. Matt, along with Sweat, escaped from the Clinton Correctional Facility in upstate New York. South Korea says another person has contracted Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS, bringing the total number of cases nationwide to 182. South Korea has the largest number of MERS cases outside Saudi Arabia. The health ministry said Saturday no new fatalities have been reported, leaving the death toll from the virus at 31. The World Health Organization last week blamed the extent of the outbreak in South Korea on the failure by authorities there to implement adequate control measures. I'm Sarah Williams, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Coming.